Shvias, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah discusses the mitzvah of beer on Shvias. Now, there are different opinions of exactly what constitutes beer. The beer is something that occurs when the fruits or the produce from Shvias is no longer available in the field for animals to eat. And once that happens, then you can no longer eat the produce of Shvias that you have gathered into your home as well. You may have it stored in your home. You have to stop eating that at the time of beer. What exactly are you supposed to do at the time of beer? Is a Machlokes Rishonim? We'll just mention the two of the opinions, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam is of the opinion that you need to actually beer, there's literally to destroy these peiros. They need to be destroyed. You set aside three seudos from whatever species it is that is now obligated in beer. And then you can also set aside three seudos for anybody in your household, etc. And then you need to actually get rid of it physically. That's the Rambam's opinion. The Ramban's opinion is that beer means hefker, that you need to make sure to be mafkerit. However, once you have been mafkerit, there's the possibility of you taking possession of it back. As we mentioned, that beer is something that takes place once it's no longer available in the field. The question is, what is considered to be the field that we're discussing? What is the area in which, when it's no longer available in that area, is considered to be the time for beer? So the Mishnah tells us that shalosh arotzos labir, there are three different areas in Eretz Yisrael that are relevant for beer. Yehuda, the Ever HaYarden, the HaGalil. Those are the three areas. We know that Yehuda is the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, the Galil is the north, and Ever HaYarden is actually a machlokas whether or not we're referring to the Ever HaYarden on the east of the Jordan or the Ever HaYarden on the west of the Jordan. That is actually subject of a machlokas. Now the Mishnah continues and tells us about these three lands, these three areas, v'sholosh sholosh arotzos l'chol achas v'achas. There are three sublands, subdivisions within each one of these three. It's really for a total of nine. And now the Mishnah will actually delineate for us what those three of subdivisions are. Before we discuss those three subdivisions, we should just mention that there's a machlokas hamafarshim. There's a dispute about how to understand the function of these three, the three subdivisions. Some understand that it's a way of saying that even though there's three general areas, there's really nine areas, and each area is going to be separate and distinct for the laws of beer. And that is to say that once it disappears from that area, then the fruits or the produce in that area has to have beer done to it, however you understand beer. Others understand that despite the fact that each of the three areas has a subdivision of three sub-areas, we do not give those three sub-areas a status as separate lands. So we're really saying that even though it seems like there's nine, there's really only three. That's the other way of understanding it. Now the Mishnah will describe what the three areas of Galil are, and then it'll discuss what the three areas of Yehuda are, and some other areas that belong to those three sub-areas of Yehuda. The Mishnah, however, will not discuss Ever HaYarden. That's left to the Tosefta to describe what the areas of Ever HaYarden are. So the Mishnah says that Galil HaElyon, V'Galil HaTachton, V'HaEmek. Those are the three areas of the Galil. The Upper Galil, the Lower Galil, and the Emek, the Valley. Mikvar Chananya Ulamalon, from an area called Kvar Chananya and above, Kol She'ena Megadol Shikman, which is in any area that is no longer grows, the sycamores don't grow, that's called Galil HaElyon, the Upper Galil. Mikvar Chananya Lamatan, from Kvar Chananya and below, south of that, Kol She'hu Megadol Shikman, which is an area that grows the sycamore trees, Galil HaTachton, that's the Galil HaTachton, Uschum Tveria, and the area around the Tveria, near the Sea of Galilee, that is HaEmek, that's called the Emek. Now, that's all the Galil. Yehuda, regarding the three areas, subdivisions in Yehuda, is Hahar, which is the mountain, which is referring to Har HaMelech. HaShvela, Shvela is the low-lying area of HaEmek and the valley. Shvelas Lod, Kshvelas HaDarim, and the low-lying area of Lod is considered like the Shvela of the Dharam, what we referred to before as the Shvela low-lying area. The Har Shalah, and the mountain of that area, is Kahara Melech, has the status of the Har, the Har Melech that we mentioned originally. Mi Beis Choron Vadayam, and from Beis Choron until the sea, going out to the sea, that's Medina Achas, that is considered to be one land. Now, even though we mentioned that it's the Tosefta that describes what the three of Iver HaYarnein are, there are some of Farshim who understand that actually our Mishnah does describe the three areas of Iver HaYarnein, and instead of these last items that are mentioned in the Mishnah being parts of Yehuda, they are really parts of Iver HaYarnein. That is, that in Yehuda we have three, Har, HaShvela, and HaEmek. And after that, when he said, Ushvelas Lod, Kishvelas HaDarim, that's the first land of the Iver HaYarnein, and the Vahar Shalak HaRamelech is the second, and Mibes Choron Vadayam, Medina Achas, that's the third.